And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great guest in the studio for you. Fresh off the water of the Royal Star, Captain Brian Sims is here. We're going to be talking some serious fishing here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. How on earth did you pull off getting Gerby on a day off? Like, how did this
Gerby
line up?
I mean, yeah, he should be on the golf course or, you know, somewhere else having fun.
Yeah, pulling a bluefin or something.
Yeah, very rare
that we get to peel you off the water, so we're stoked. This is going to be a great show.
I was thinking about sleeping in, but I thought this was a much better option.
For sure.
Well, I haven't seen you guys in a long time.
Yeah, well, great to have you in the world headquarters here. And you, what you been going on in your world? You've been driving the boat a lot.
We've been driving the boat a lot. Yeah. I worked a lot this winter for our longer trips, and so far, you know, not that much on the bluefin. I got to give Tim and Randy credit. They've given me some time off just to get caught up, because this bluefin fishery, as good as this fishing is, it is gnarly on the guys.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I mean, it is
like double shift.
It's 24/7 fishing. You're getting them in the night. You got to pay attention to it in the day. The fish is moving around so that you're in the right place at night. But boy, when you get it right, the payoff has been amazing this year. I mean, a lot of that 150 to 180 pound fish, just bluefin of a lifetime. And God, is it good eating right now? The fat content and that stuff. If you take care of that fish right, it is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it is amazing. What is it? Has it just been feeding on something deep?
It has to, because it's all down deep. I mean, you see it up on the surface, but you surely don't catch it up there. So it's eating down deep, and whatever it's eating.
Squid, maybe?
There may be some squid down in that deep scattering layer that it's feeding in.
Yeah.
There may be some fin bait. There may be some kind of mesopelagic fishes that it's eating, a little bit of crab, shrimp, you know, whatever. But, boy, the combination of what it's eating is turning the fat content in that meat just absolutely perfect.
perfect for eating. It is incredible.
So everywhere you go in the ocean right now where the bluefin are, you see these salps everywhere.
It's up on, what, the, up well, on the surface.
Yeah, what are those?
Well, salps
are the
largest.
Everybody's calling them jellyfish, but they're not jellyfish.
They're the largest they're single-cell organism on the planet.
Yeah.
And I mean, what is a salp? It's a big single-cell organism.
Cell. It's like a plankton, but giant.
And they link together, so you see them in ropes.
Yeah.
You know, individual cells, and you can see the little yellow part in the middle is the nucleus of the cell. It's,
yeah.
I mean, they're really cool as long as you don't suck them into your bait pumps and your screens.
Oh, all that happen? Yeah.
Yeah, because they're the outer shell of the cell is hard enough. But it'll clog some stuff up if you give enough, if you get them thick enough under the boat.
It is just the perfect thing that can get right inside the cool water intake on an outboard. And I can tell you from experience last week that, you know, all of a sudden the one outboard starts to spike up in heat. It's like, what in the hell is going on? And deck brush on the thing, and you know, pops loose, and okay, well, now we're fine again. Like
crazy.
Yeah, even at speed, we sucked one of those things up.
Yeah, but they're just everywhere. I guess it shows that the ocean's healthy, I would guess, because there's a lot of life.
The ocean's healthy. It's just one more sign of life that you see in the water.
Does anything eat it? I mean, I would assume
that turtles eat it, and you know, everything probably goes through and eats it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's healthy. It's healthy ocean.
Right, ocean, yeah. And it marks on your meter, right, too?
You see it as a feed layer. You see it as what we call schmutz on the meter, just, you know, kind of that real light mark that looks fuzzy. And
right, yeah.
You're just like, yeah,
but
okay.
But it's so thick.
When it comes up, I mean, you definitely see it in layers.
Yeah.
You know, as it's coming up, especially in the evening.
Do you see it at night a lot?
It's under the lights, full speed on the surface.
Oh, really? No kidding.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, when you get a boat really bright out there, which, you know, you're doing so that when you get on one of those schools of bluefin at night, they can see, they can backlight any of the bait you're putting in the water.
Oh.
And that gets them to stick under the boat. So, I mean, the brighter, the better.
Okay. So, yeah, you have your lights full blown.
Oh, yeah.
When you're fishing at night.
You're blaring.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about this night fishing thing? How do you get on it? Do you find a school and then just sit on it or until it bites? Or what's the story?
No. The real story with the nighttime fishing is you get in an area in the daytime. And you figure out where that fish is and how it's moving and where it's headed. And then you stay on it with, you know, boat communication, you know, good code groups, and you get on them with the sonar. And you see your sonar school, you slide on top of them, and if you get them to stick at all, you get a little bait in the water, which helps them hold around, and you get the more jigs you can get in the water going down to the depth where that fish is, the better it is. And once you start hooking them, they tend to stick around right now.
That's cool. I was curious about that, too, because it's not like daytime when you're just, you know, pouring them on, and, you know, you've got a more of a reason for them to stay with you. Like, it just seems strange that they would stick to the boat in the dark like that. Are you putting the same amount of food in the water that you would be in the daytime?
You know, we tend to do it differently. We take a couple of loading scoops and put it in the water once you get the first couple of bites.
Okay.
And then that seems to get them attracted. And you'll catch these things on jigs, and they'll have that fresh sardine in
it. Got it.
Really?
That's a trip.
Oh.
So they're looking at the backlight. They're looking at the surface. They're checking it out. They're eating those baits, and they're eating the jigs.
And then all of a sudden, a jig comes, you know, sinking down right in front of them. Gobble it up.
Boom, gobble it up. That guy's hooked up. Boom, gobble it up. Eat the next jig. Yeah. Eat the next jig. Eat the next jig. And you don't have – it's not like your daytime where you're keeping a steady chum line going.
Yeah.
You can just dump some bait in the water, and then you've got that bait ball, and it gets backlit under the lights, and the things are looking
cool.
at it from down.
Like, look at that. Cool.
God, and it's just there until they stop biting.
Wow. So when you're fishing at night, is it at a particular depth? Are you calling it out to the passengers?
Oh, absolutely.
You go here, you go there.
You're on the PA, and you're letting them know where the top of the school is and the bottom of the school. And I tell our guys, drop for the bottom of the school. Because you want it to go down through that fish where it's got that flutter action, and then you're jigging and bouncing it. But you know you're deep enough, because a lot of guys don't get deep enough as the boat's drifting because they're not calculating in that angle. You know, a lot of guys mark their line at 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet, 400 feet, some even 500 feet. But they're not...
Yeah, scope.
They're looking at the scope. And so, you know, if your line's out on a 45-degree angle, you're only down half as far as you think you are.
Yeah.
That's a great call, man.
Good point. Half as far.
Yeah, Pythagorean theorem. I mean, I'm not going to get into the math of it all. But as a ballpark, yes.
But go further.
If you say
it's 250... And you're drifting pretty good. How far would you suggest?
If I'm telling a guy that I see a school from 40 to 70 fathoms, you know, that's 240 feet to 420 feet. I would instantly send that jig down 400 feet.
Okay.
On the fall, don't stop it, don't bounce it, don't anything. Let it flutter, let it do its thing until that 400-foot mark comes off your reel. And then you can start bouncing it. Because then as the boat drifts, you're literally going to be just kind of doinking that jig as it comes up in the water column through that school.
You see, most of the guys get bites on the sink, most of them when they're shaking it, hopefully through the school, more winding it back up.
I would say all of the above, but probably more on the sink and the doink.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What is the doink? Explain the doink.
What is the doink? Literally sitting there just lifting the rod tip, and some guys do it with a double motion where they pop it one time and then lift it up high, or just kind of a slow lift and let it sink, feeling it as it sinks back down.
But like you were trying to catch a cod, like you might hook a 200-pound tuna instead.
Like you're trying to catch a cod, like you're trying to, you know, flutter a light jig for a sea bass.
Yeah.
That kind of motion.
But with a giant tuna.
But with a giant tuna so and a 400-gram jig or a 300-gram jig.
Crazy.
It's, you know, I mean, it's a new style of fishing these things, and it has been incredibly effective over the last few years, and this year in particular, the fishing is just amazing.
Why is the fishing, every year these bluefin throw us something new. You know, every year it's something different. This year, more so than ever, with trolling jigs and the nighttime fishing. What's the story this year?
You know, you can't really say for sure because you're just making educated guesses.
Yeah.
You know, the real difference that I see this year as opposed to other years is that our water temps are cooler. You know, last year at this time, I want to say the water was 68, 69, almost 70 up here in the Southern California Bight. And it's 62, 63, maybe you're seeing some 64 in the middle of the day. But, you know, that 5, 6 degrees, I think that has the biggest effect on it. And I don't, you know, I can't tell you what the water is at the depth of that fish is swimming. I mean, you can get some satellite images and have an idea. But, you know, it's cooler water. I think that has the effect on them, and that's why they're biting different.
Yeah, interesting. Speaking of biting different, saw Aaron Barnhill at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle the other day, and he and JJ are headed out as we speak to go on their albacore journeys. And for the first time in many years, they're headed southwest, which is interesting.
Really?
Yes. So who knows, right?
Yeah, I heard they got a grant from the American Tuna Fishermen's Association to help pay for a little bit of fuel to go out looking that way, and that's simply based on the water conditions.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
We'll see, right?
We've all got
it. It could be the year, Rick. It could be the year that my prediction comes true.
I say it all the time. Pete will be the first person that is correct on predicting albacore. He's got the best system for predicting it. Pete predicts it every year. If it doesn't come through, no big deal. You know, everybody that's been wrong, but Pete's the only one holding fast, predicts them every year. So when eventually it comes through, he's the man. No doubt about it.
It's going to happen,
man.
That's
right. Damn right.
This could be the year.
This could be it.
I absolutely agree with you that it's overdue. It's coming back. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you know, go out on a limb. It's going to be sometime in the next 2-3 years based on water condition.
Water condition.
Just look, you know, from my experience.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for a change. I like what we're doing so much. I'm just not ready.
I don't think it's all going to change. I don't think that bluefin's going to go anywhere.
As long as that's the case, I'm good. I just like what we're doing so much right now.
But to add albacore
to that mix, and now you've really got a fishery.
I don't know that we can handle it. We're on the ropes every day in that little shop of ours, so hard keeping up with the bluefin. You throw wide open albacore at 25 miles on top of that, I don't know what we're going to do.
You're going to order more hooks.
Yeah, that's right. Literally, you want to talk about, like, we were talking about Raiden Gerger's garage the other day. Like, stuff is so busy that I don't know what we're going to do. But I'm down for the challenge. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, would be interesting, though.
It'd be fun.
It'd be an interesting mix. But
I'm
with you, Ricky. This bluefin fishing is, when you can go 20 miles, sometimes even closer, and catch 100, 200, and maybe even a 300-pound tuna.
It's pretty amazing.
Are you kidding me, right?
Oh, we definitely live in the best place of the world right now.
No doubt, right?
I mean, this fishing is incredible. I mean, all the way from, you know, say middle of March to the end of March, all the way through November into December, you're catching this beautiful bluefin.
Yeah.
And it could be a 25-pounder or a 250-pounder, and you just don't know until you go.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, day-to-day sometimes.
Or you'll see a day like the Liberty had or the San Diego had this past week where, you know, they go out with 20 or 25 or 30 guys and have, you know, 25 fish all over 100 pounds, a couple of, you know, 190. Like, it's a hurricane bank trip.
How in the heck do those guys do that?
It's incredible.
It's unreal, yeah. It's really fun to watch.
They're just really good at it. I mean, that's the thing about the San Diego cruise, though. They're really good at it.
You've got guys running these boats today that are really amazing fishermen. And all of them. I mean, all of these guys are really, really good at what they do.
Yeah, and there's definitely a skill set needed when it comes to catching bluefin. Maybe not standing on the deck, bouncing a jig up and down, but finding them and putting the passengers on it, that's where your skill set
Getting into the right area, getting on the right school, hitting it the right way, it's all a learned game.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to pay attention to the fine details. And, you know, thankfully, I mean, my training came from two wonderful partners that are the best in the business. I mean, I got to learn from Captain Randy Toussaint and Captain Tim Ekstrom. And those guys fish very differently, but they get the same thing done. But the subtleness that you learn from a guy like Randy Toussaint is absolutely amazing.
That's cool.
Would you say Randy Toussaint's probably one of the best in the business?
If you had to line them up, and everybody likes their little list of the best and the biggest and the brightest, Randy is on that list and within the first set of fingers.
That's a good way to say it. Yeah, I get it.
For sure. I don't want to.
Well, you know, I understand.
I don't want to offend anybody, because there's some real talent out there, but he's got to be part of that conversation.
Oh, yeah,
that's great.
For sure.
That's cool.
Yeah, and, you know, your other partner, Tim, too. He's pretty darn good himself.
Neither one of them is a slouch. I always say I'm the weakest link.
I don't know that's about that. You get him.
Pretty solid.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We just scratched the surface of Gerby. Knowledge.
So stoked. Yeah, I have Captain Brian with us this morning talking all kinds of fishing, inshore, offshore, all this great tune. It's just going to be a great show, and we want to hear from you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at Let's Talk Hookup at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup, or send us a text. I've already heard the text going off here in the background. We're going to have a really busy show for you today. If you want to send your text questions to the show, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download, easy to find, and a very easy way to participate with Let's Talk Hookup. And you might just win yourself a killer prize, because boy, are we giving away a great one today. Some lucky caller or texter at the end of the show is going to win a full day trip on board the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. What an awesome opportunity that is, especially with everything going on right now, all this big tuna. How we're going to determine that winner, as at the end of the show, we're going to draw one name from everybody who makes it on the air on the phones, one name from everybody who makes it on the air with a text. Then Gerby's going to flip us a coin at the end of the show. That's going to designate whether the winner is going to come from the callers or the texters. And you're going to have yourself a trip going fishing with Captain Matt Brawla, Captain Ryan Bostian, and get in on this amazing fishing going on board the San Diego right now.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll be a lot of fun. Hey, when we come back, we got all kinds of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on Earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com. As the
the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon. Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. The label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup, man. Today's going to be a great day. That didn't take long. Phones are absolutely packed solid. Texts are rolling through. We're going to be having a great one today, man.
Yeah, well, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. We're going to start it off this morning with Vinny. He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Vinny, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Cookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, question for Brian. Hey, so at night when you're fishing with the flatfall or knife jigs, what do you see getting bit more when you guys are fish? Is it like the knife jig or the flat fall?
Right now, I would say anything that gets down there fast, and it's all about speed of getting it down to the fish. So, you know, any of those long, skinny jigs are, I would say they're definitely getting bit better on the sink. Now, once you get that thing down there and the school gets established on you, then you start to look at that cradle type jig. Those Nomad Buffaloes, the flat falls, all of that starts to get hammered better, I think. That's my opinion, but obviously the first ones down, the first bites that hold that school, you got to have guys fishing that knife jig that gets down.
Just haul ass.
Haul ass.
How
get
big?
It down there. You know, it really depends on the gear you're fishing and the fish you happen to be on, and how much wind there is. So the speed of the drift affects it, but anywhere between 200 and 500 grams.
We like, as just a very general, which is, you know, obviously conditions change greatly. Like as a very general, we usually say, on average conditions, we usually set a guy up with a 300-gram knife jig, whether it be a Nomad, a Buffalo, you know, whether it be
sea
a
falcon.
Yeah, exactly, a Rip Roller, a Streaker, or whatever, you know, any type of long, skinny knife jig. We usually say average conditions, start with a 300-grammer, and if you happen to be going on a day where it's a little extra breeze, a little extra current, whatever it may be, then maybe have a 400 or maybe even have a 500. But
wow.
Day in and day out, 300 seems to be about the size that, at least for the day and a half guys, seem to be what they're doing.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Some great text rolling in, a ton of them this morning, and we'll do our best to get to many of them. This one's off subject, but I think it's important. I want to get the word out. It says, good morning, and this is from Zachary and Ventura, who, of course, on the Mightier 1090, reaches way up beyond Ventura and beyond both the app as well as Mightier 1090, which, by the way, is very exciting. I know they heard the announcement yesterday for the Mightier 1090. Is that Jim Rohn's back?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, back home.
Full circle.
So I was telling Christian, our phone and engineer today, that I remember, and I remember you were still around when he was. I remember when he was doing the sports updates at 690.
That's cool.
30 years ago, right, when we first started the show. So, and he's come a long way. So it's great to have Jim Rohn back in the house for sure on the Mightier 1090. But anyway, good morning. Let's talk hookup. My question is, when are you going to have a captain that covers the Channel Islands, Anacapa, Santa Cruz, Santa Rosa, San Miguel, as far as to bring boats and from Cisco's, Ventura, during the spring, summer, and fall? Hey, if you're listening and you're a captain or a crew member up there in the Ventura, Santa Barbara area, call me up. call my office. Check letstalkhookup.com. All my information's there, and we'd love to have some of that there. That's a great area to fish, and we've had it before, and we're always open to, because we have so many listeners in that area, in that Channel Islands area, we'd love to have some skippers on there.
Well, and I always chuckle, like, so many guests have happened from people saying, like, how come you've never had this guy on? Like, well, I don't know that guy. Have him call us. Like, we're always down. Like, let's talk hookups for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I can't tell you how many times, like, we'd be in the tackle store and Pete would come through to pick up some jigs because he's going fishing next week, and some guy would be like, man, how come you guys have never had on this person? Like, we'd love to have that person on. Like, have him call us up. And all of a sudden next week, boom, it happened.
Yeah,
you know? Like, yeah,
exactly.
The show's for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. Like last week with Pete Grosbeck.
There you go.
Ricky goes, hey, we should get Pete on. He's in town. It's like, okay, boom, got him
on. Yeah, I was going to say.
It was a great show.
Anytime you're talking to a guy that just got back from Cocos Island. There's some pretty worthy stories to tell, for sure.
Let's do that, for sure.
Well, hey, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Mike. He's calling us from Torrance this morning. Hey, Mike, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to hear everything. My last on-the-water report was from the Hannibal Bank. This one's from the 371 or wherever we were, Brian. You know, I've been like everybody. I've been catching these. You know, I've bluefin up to 270 the last few years, and I want your listeners to understand one thing this year: these fish are mean. It is unbelievable. You know, Brian, you've probably seen it. There's something about these fish this year. It might be the water temperature. Theorize about that, but I got straight smoked on 80 pound on a 86 Raptor. I went up to Makaira 20 on a big knife jig. I got smoked on my Makaira 20 on 100 pound on a 2x4.
Wow.
I don't know what's with these things this year. It never stopped. We couldn't stop.
Mike,
it.
Mike, you're absolutely right. These fish right now are gnarly.
They're mean.
Gnarly.
Yeah. So
they are mean. Well, just on the knife jig, you know, the discussion, like Brian said, is, well, how deep should I go? How do I know how deep to get? Mark the line and, you know, I'm just going to say, like, for 400 gram knife jig, which seems to be a pretty good thing this year, those things fall at 8 feet a second. Just figure they fall 8 feet a second. And Brian says go to 400 feet. I agree. Let them fall 50 seconds. That's really the magic number, whether it's a 300 gram or 400 gram. If you can let that thing fall 40 or 50 seconds, you will always be in the zone. And that would be my tip of the morning. I saw more hooks straighten, small hooks, big hooks. I saw more line break last weekend than I ever had. It's like fishing the lower banks in 2005. It's exactly like that. And, oh, by the way, if you don't get them to the boat, a large marine mammal will eat it. So that's the other thing. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, that's an added difficulty as of late, for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely some type of extra predation that you don't see up here so often. But I mean,
you mean those cute little sea lions?
Yeah, those cute little sea lions that weigh 1,000 pounds and are grabbing your 180-pound bluefin and swimming off with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, add that to the mix and trying to make a catch for 25 people.
You know, I know that they're different animals, but it is the truth when I'm talking about big fish fishing. All of the big fish fishing that I've got to done was with Gerby and with Tim and on the boat. Yeah. And, like, you know, it was all down below in the days of fishing big yellowfin, and you got to somewhat equate it to the same. Like, you would never take a 40 narrow-sized reel and 80-pound Spectra and a 60-pound Top Shot and expect to be effective on a 180-pound tuna at Clarion. I know a yellowfin and a bluefin are not the same animal, but at some level you got to think the same thing up here. I mean, you're fishing for fish that are consistently 100, 150 pounds, 180 pounders, not common. Like, you have to have appropriate size tackle. Like, you wouldn't dream of fishing that reel on the Hurricane Bank, but you're fishing for the same size tuna. You got to have gear that's right for what you're trying to catch.
And it's all about cranking power. And I've said it for years. You know, tackle these days is getting smaller and smaller and more powerful, but there's just no substitute for a bigger, heavier machine in your hand and that cranking power that you get out of it. I mean, I really like guys fishing 30-size reels, even 50-size reels. They're a little heavier to carry around. It's a little more work until you get the fish. But once you get that fish on, your chances of landing that fish increase exponentially.
Yeah.
Totally.
But just be more patient with it, right?
Well, You can still pull if you got the right gear. I want to.
No,
pull
I mean
on that
I mean
thing.
More patient if you're using the bigger gear.
Oh yeah, you definitely have to. It's harder work, but the payoff is greater.
It's not a patience thing because in the dark it doesn't matter how heavy a tackle
That's
you're
true.
Fishing. You know, I mean, you're not going to get bit less from fishing a 50 and 130 pound. I mean, maybe you could draw a case that it sinks better on a smaller gear, but for the most part, but it's more of a pain in the butt. I mean, that's a heavy rig, and it's very easy to say, you know, when you're not at the rail for 4 hours, fish a 50, you know, because once you get attached, you're going to kill that thing. Like, it's really easy to talk about. It's a lot harder to put it into practice when the guy next to you's got a reel that fits in the palm of his hand and the whole outfit weighs a couple of pounds, and you're fishing with a reel that weighs 6 pounds.
Sure.
You know, that's a whole different deal, but once you're attached, there's no replacement for displacement, man. A big reel, it just makes your life so much easier.
It does, and especially with as gnarly as these fish are right now. I mean, the point that he made was really, really good, that these fish are healthy, strong, pulling, head shaking, nasty.
A lot of fat content, so they have a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've got the energy. They're not quitting on you. They are good to the last tail beat.
Yeah,
that's cool.
No doubt about it. I experienced that one.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a great
Thanks
text.
For the call.
We got a great text that comes through. It says, "Hello, Cap. I've been having trouble with my sinker rig setup twisting up on me. Can you please tell us the proper way to fish a sinker rig from rigging to get down to the zone? Do you rubber band both eyes, just one end? How do you like to do it?" That's from Ed in Baldwin Park.
Good question.
Ed, you know, part of that twist up is just gonna happen. It's part of the game. I don't like that sinker in line, and that's just a personal thing. I think it twists up a lot more, especially if you have a short top shot and you put that inline sinker up really close to your Spectra. The Spectra falls free. It doesn't have the memory. The fluorocarbon likes to get wrapped. The sinker's on the bottom. Your bait's tied up next to your Spectra. I think that makes a bigger mess. What I like to use is kind of a salmon technique where you take a torpedo sinker and a rubber band, and you pinch the rubber band about two-thirds of the way up away from the sinker, and you wrap it 6 or 8 times, 10 times around the line, and just put the sinker through that top loop one time. That automatically puts a left-hand, it puts an almost a 90-degree angle in your line so that it holds it away from the main line as it sinks.
Oh,
and
but it's still dangling.
It's dangling.
It's not attached to the line. It's dangling.
It's attached. The rubber band is attached to the line
on one side of it.
On one side of the sinker, not both sides of the sinker. So yeah, it's dangling down. But I think you get less tangles that way.
Oh, okay.
And that's how I like to do it. Because if you need to get that sinker off, it's one loop on the sinker. Mm-hmm. The sinker's out. You know, because if you're tangled up or whatever, you can get the sinker out of its whole system really quick.
Yeah.
Do you got to control the descent more or less? Does it make a difference? Is it just, it is what it is? And sometimes, like you said, I mean, I think one of the first things you said was a big part of it. Like, that's part of sinker rig fishing. Like, tangles are going to happen, so don't freak out when it does.
Right. A lot of guys like to, you know, they like to drop off 10, 15, 20 feet of line and then put the sinker on. But you have to have a longer top shot in order to do that, because once you put that sinker on the Spectra, I don't care how you attach it, it's going to tangle.
Okay.
I mean, like, because that Spectra has no memory and won't stay straight, it'll wrap up, and it just does. So, you know, if you've got a 40-foot top shot and you want to put your bait 20 feet away from your sinker, which a lot of guys are doing, you know, 10, 15, 20 feet away from the sinker.
You want it that far away?
I think you want to look at what's getting bit.
Oh, gotcha.
And it changes because, this stuff is so variable. I mean, it's biting jigs in the day. It's biting sinker rigs in the day. And definitely every day is different, and one will be more effective than the other. So
sometimes you want to be 20 feet. Sometimes you only want to be 8 feet, huh?
And sometimes you only want to be 4 feet.
Really? Okay. All right. The closer you are, the less tangle, right?
The closer you are, typically the less tangle. The further away you are, you're going to get the tangle, but what you're hoping is that the tangle's inside and it'll spin out when you get bit and the fish comes tight.
Ah, okay.
So everything will come back out, and the only thing that's going to tangle left is the rubber band, and that'll break off if necessary.
And then how much sinker? That's always the big question.
Start heavy.
Heavier, go heavier than lighter. So 16 ounces isn't too light.
I would start at 12 or 16 ounces.
Yeah, okay.
And adjust up from there for, you know, slower drift, less current. But anything that gets you down into the same zone that you're putting those jigs into.
Yeah, like too much isn't going to hurt you, but not enough will.
Yeah, too much isn't going to hurt you because you can get it down there. Mm-hmm. And then as you drift away, it'll swing up in the water column and come up through the schools, where if you fish in 4 or 6 ounces, sometimes you can't get it down there.
Yeah, good point. That's all right. Good questions. Yeah, good. A lot of good questions here. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about next up we talk to Tom? He's from some University City this morning. What's up, Tom? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm going to Loretto. I'll have my skiff with me. And I just wanted to get some tips from you guys on target species and a few setups I should take. Maybe what should I troll? And should I bother with live bait and kind of a couple lures? What do you think?
Are you going within the next couple weeks?
I'm going in the first week of July.
First week of July. Well, it's going to be hot. So you're probably, the yellowtail fishing's probably not going to be around unless it's deep, you know, yo-yo fishing, dropper loop fishing on the bottom. There may be a chance. But, you know, Dorado. I mean, Loretto typically was called the Dorado capital of the world. And, you know, you'll be fishing surface Dorado. And then there's marlin there. And, you know, there's probably still Cabrilla on the inshore there. If you enjoy fishing Cabrilla, you know, I'll tell you what, fishing Cabrilla, I love those Colt Sniper stick baits.
Stick bait and jerk bait?
The one with the bill.
The jerk bait.
The jerk bait, yeah. Okay.
Stick bait, no bill, jerk bait with a bill.
The 170
jerk bait,
yeah. I guess it's called the current sniper now.
Yeah,
politically correct.
There you go. Nobody knows that, but
yeah, but it is. Colt Snipers, but the jerk bait 170 in a sardine or like a sardine pattern, mm-hmm. like blue with Ricky's the tackle guy, so he'll be able to tell you.
No, you said it best. That's it. That's exactly. Yeah. It's called blue sardine. But I mean, I think if you're in a skiff around Loretto and you're wanting to do some inshore fishing, get yourself a couple of Rapala style lures, whether it's a Rapala or any other brand that's like that. You're going to troll around inshore. You'll get bites on Cabrilla and small grouper and things like that. A couple of vinyl skirted bright lures for Dorado fishing.
Yeah,
you're gonna find them just fine.
Go make some mackerel. Bring mackerel. So you can buy mackerel there, but a lot of times they'll make mackerel. Or they'll have sardina there that you can purchase. I mean, probably that time of the year, the mackerel will be going away because the water's going to get warm and the sardina will be there.
If you're
going
to be there for a little stretch, man, maybe bring a couple extra bucks, too, and hire a ponga for your first day and just get a lay of the land and go fishing with somebody that knows what they're doing,
exactly.
Where to go, and get yourself an idea of what's going on. And then, you know, I mean, that's not going to cost you but a couple $100 and then at least you'll have you'll at least be somewhat tuned into what's going on, and hopefully you can have some fun with your skiff for the rest of your trip.
For sure. Have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Here's a good question from Ben, and he says, I have some friends flying in for a day and a half trip out of Fisherman's Landing, but he's planning to rent rods. Do you have any recommendations? Does each person need 1, 2 rods? What do you think? Of course, Fisherman's Landing has great rental tackle, but if you go on the Royal Star, I might add, you guys have a lot of tackle on the boat, too.
You know, we actually have taken most of that tackle off the boat. We're not doing rental tackle anymore.
Oh, okay. The rental tackle is so good at the landing.
Because it's so good at the landing, and it was, and just the cost of maintaining that gear and the amount of work that it took to keep it loaded with Spectra and reels walking off the boat, and we decided to get rid of it. I would say day and a half trip, a guy probably wants 2 setups. That would be my recommendation. Get some kind of 40 or 50 pound outfit in case the fish are smaller for daytime sinker rigging, some lighter jigging, and one of those big setups for if it's that bigger fish.
When you're saying big, what's big?
Right now, what Fisherman's Landing's renting is all 100 pound on 2 speeds.
On 2 speeds, all right.
Yeah.
So like a 20 size reel?
Talica 20s and Talica 25.
Wow.
Calstar Graphiters and.
So those are the 2 rigs. You can get away with those 2 rigs. You can catch pretty much what we're going for right now.
Exactly, because that fish is mixed up anywhere from 20 to 250 pounds.
With the demand right now being peak summertime, do you need to reserve this tackle?
I think so.
Yeah, probably a
good
idea.
Ricky probably has a better idea than I do. But
it's done through the landing, not through the tackle store, so my word isn't final. But you should rent it, but honestly, they're probably good. So with everything that's gone on, we had a lot of rental gear in years previous. I think Carl has doubled the amount of big fish tackle. And it's because of things like that, like Herb was saying, the Royal Star. They hired another full-time personnel person. They doubled the amount of big fish tackle. It's all Torx 2 speeds, and it's Talica 2 speeds, and it's you know, ultra high-end rods, and there are three guys that have a full-time gig that do nothing but change top shots and maintain gear and things like that. So the reality is you will probably not have to worry about it, but you should always reserve it. It just doesn't hurt you to do so.
Yeah.
You know, if you know you're going, just call ahead of time, say, hey, I'm going, and I want to get a Italica, you know, two-speed for my trip. They'll go through, they'll grab one, they'll put your name on it. You just won't have to worry about it. If there happens to be a big surge and all of them do go out, then you're just not, you know, you're not stuck having to worry about it. Just, I would always put the reservation in just to be safe, but they got a lot. They have a lot right
now. All right. Very good.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I can think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
I'll tell you what, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we are just talking about it, Italica, the Italica 2-speed, you use them all the time, right, Gerb?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that Italica 20, what an amazing reel that is.
You want to talk about something that still fits in your hand, but if you hook a big one, you're still in the driver's seat, that's the reel for it.
Yeah.
And they're completely castable, lightweight. You're not going to be hurting yourself carrying that thing around all night when you'd rather go to sleep, but you know those big ones are biting.
That's it. Yeah. Italica 20, 25, it's the right gear. You match that with a great rod. You've got power to land the big one. Get it at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Taking your phone calls. Lots of great tricks. Want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by Anza Knives. Handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're very easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more info. And you can get that Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a new game in town coming, the Shearwater. tell us about that.
Well, Shearwater is a joint venture. It's myself, Marcus Medek from the New Loan, and Dan Fuller from the IATTC, so we've got the scientific connection in there. We bought a 40-footer up in Washington. We've spent about a year and a half rigging it because we all have full-time jobs somewhere else. But we're going to run some six-pack trips. I think we're going to run completely day and a half for up to six people. It's going to be really, really comfortable for four people on a 40-footer, complete RSW, massive bait capacity.
Massive bait capacity.
Yeah, we're going to carry about 60 swings up top, plus we have three wells on the boat set up just like a long-range boat.
Phew.
So three slammers that we can put bait in. I think that's going to carry probably another 150 scoops. Jeez. Down below if you need it. If you don't need it, you don't have to carry it. But it's all set up that way. We're going to have catered food, but, you know, so it's all set up. So you do a little bit of prep work on the boat and pretty much warm it up. But we're going to have a chef take care of that on land so that when your trip goes out, You'll have a choice of whatever meals you want. They'll get delivered down to the boat. We warm them up while you're out fishing, and you're good to go.
That's a good idea.
Nice, great idea.
And it's, and it's coming. You know, we're not ready yet. We're not ready to book. We're not. We don't have the website gone live yet. But it's probably going to go live sometime in the next 3 weeks.
Okay. And we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup when Gerb gives us a call and says, okay, we got the website up. We'll let you know. But this is going to be like, and who's going to run the boat?
Well, but myself or Marcus or Dan Fuller. And Dan Fuller, you know, IAKTC, okay, he's a scientist. But he's grown up fishing in Southern California and is so connected to this fishing scene, all from marlin to tuna to yellowtail to white seabass. Because he's grown up here and done that. So you've got Marcus that has access to all the one-day fleet information, to myself that has all the access to the long-range fleet information. So, you know, between it, you're going to get a professional captain that's running the boat, and, you know, we're setting it up for success. The reason we haven't put it live and we haven't booked any trips is we want to make sure that everything is right. We're literally going to finish the boat, take it out, go fishing, run all the systems, take ourselves out for 3 or 4 or 5 days, and just fish it, and fish it hard, and run everything hard, so that if we do run into any issues, we do it with just us on the boat before we've sold anything, before we've taken any money, before we've set it up as a six-pack. Because I don't want to ruin a guy's vacation with a new boat that's untested. I want to go test it first.
You guys literally went, found the right hull that you liked, and then built a little mini long-range boat out of it.
Pretty much.
It is. I mean, from electronics to... I mean, you got guys that spent their entire lifetimes driving boats like this and just turned this boat into that. Like you say, slammers and RSW and all those, I mean, that doesn't exist on boats that are of that size.
No, and one of the things we see with this bluefin fishery is, you know, guys want to do it in a smaller group.
Mm-hmm.
And they really care about the quality of the product that comes back. So setting it up with it's a hydraulically driven RSW machine.
Wow.
So it runs off the main engine. You start the main engine, you turn the hydraulics on, your refrigeration's running. You don't have to have a generator running to keep your fish cold.
Wow.
So it's going to all be about the quality of that bluefin coming off. So, you know, 3, 4, 5 guys want to go. Or albacore if they come. Man, I might have
or yellowfin.
I might have to build a rack for the corner.
Yeah. Well,
cool.
So stand by the Shearwater. It's going to be like a perfect 4-pack.
Perfect
for
4-pack
offshore fishing.
Or
and a half trips.
Up to 6 people, but I think it's going to fish for really, really comfortable.
Bunks and everything.
Yeah, we built a bunk room, so it has 6 bunks. I mean, if somebody wanted to take it out with 2 people, we're going to have the ability to turn that bunk room into just a queen-size bed.
Sure.
So if a guy and his wife wanted to go, there's that option. It does have a head and a shower down forward, so very, very comfortable.
All right. Very good. We'll stand by, and we'll keep you posted on the Shearwater coming soon. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off with Daniel? He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. What's up, Daniel? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Daniel.
Hey, I have a question. Well, it's time for me to replace my braid on my TAC 20, and I do have about halfway in there already. But in this green, should I just go white because of the knife fishing and then fill it up all the way to the top?
That's a good question.
Absolutely, for night fishing, get rid of that green. You don't want
you
that stuff coming
right
out. Especially if you're on a sport boat with multiple anglers, you just can't see that stuff. And as good as the deckhands are at getting guys in and out of trouble and tangles and a couple of wraps here and there, if they can't see it, they can't do their job, they can't get you out of trouble. And not only does it affect you, but it affects everybody else on the boat with you, because all of a sudden that black line that you can't see at night, or green line, you just can't see it. So, yeah, I would replace it with white for sure.
What about yellow?
Yellow is fine.
If you want to be the guy that's in every tangle.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Is that then if you have the yellow and everybody else has white, then who's the guy with the, it's
well,
him.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, there is a benefit to being called out from every tangle because you got the yellow, because it doesn't get worse and you can get it back on your reel quicker.
Oh, okay, all right.
So there is some benefit to that. But I would, some kind of high vis spectra I would put on
there
for sure.
Not, and red doesn't, red is not high
red
vis.
Red is horrible at night. You can't see it, and that darker blue is horrible.
The darker blue. Okay.
Yeah, the lighter blue you can work. The lighter blue, the yellow, and the white. But you know, I would recommend the white. It's easier. It's more readily available,
totally.
And the guys can see it.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot. Good question there. Appreciate that very much. I have a great text here from Elko, Nevada, listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's Casey's asking, I've been riding some of the bigger long-range boats and want to try some different boats. Why should I choose the Royal Star? Great question.
Why should you choose the Royal Star? It's a smaller boat. It's a smaller crowd. So with that smaller crowd, what we always say is the corner on a long-range boat is exactly the same size if the boat's 120 feet or 90 feet.
Yep.
So if you're going to put less anglers on there, it's a smaller group. It's much more comfortable, and you work better as a team. It's one of those things where 18 or 20 or 22 guys versus 32 guys, it's like take a small city, everything's friendly, everything's happy. Take a big city, and it's a little bit more of a rat race where you get a little more aggression. But Royal Star specifically, it's all about the quality of the service, and it's all about the quality of the fish. Nobody in the business gets those fish on the deck, spiked, pithed, bled, gilled, gutted, rinsed, and down in RSW that holds them at a perfect 30 degrees better than we do.
There's no question about that. You guys invented it.
Tim and Randy invented it.
Yeah.
And we've kept it perfected. And, you know, I mean, from the top down, everybody watches the business with that refrigeration. Yeah. You don't want that temperature coming up. And we have the setup and the system that holds it at that perfect 30 degrees. So your product is amazing when it comes back.
All staterooms are two people.
All staterooms are two people max. Hot and cold running water, fully air conditioned. Very, very comfortable.
Gourmet food, two phenomenal chefs on the boat, and the crew.
And the crew is what makes it. I would put my crew up against anybody any day of the week. I say that in my closing spiel, and I mean it. These guys are service-oriented and amazing fishermen in their own right.
There's so much focus on fish care lately, especially the methods that you do. You know, AFCO has put a lot of their effort into, you know, now producing fish care products. You know, there's so much more emphasis in our world, you know, more so kind of what you guys have always pushed on the Royal Star, trickling all the way down to private boat guys of, you know, who cares if you have 20 fish that all turned out like garbage. If you have two or three that are primo, like, that's all that really matters. And they're really promoting that Ikijime process with the wire down the cord. And that's, you know, and so many people talk about it like it's a new thing. You guys have been doing that for the last 15 years on the boat. And I was just hoping you could maybe give a little rundown of, like, the process of what you guys do with a fish. So we're stoked fish is at color and a gap goes into it. Like, what's the process on the Royal Star from then, you know, afterwards?
Well, once the gaffs go into it, I mean, you're definitely shooting for headshots because you really don't want to damage that upper back loin. You don't want that fish bleeding through the meat. So once the gaffs go in, you bring it over the rail, you set it down gently on the deck. You know, you guys
cartwheel it off the gaff.
There's no cartwheeling and flicking it and just, you know, being rad and, oh, yeah, here it is. No, it's set it down gentle because you don't want to bruise that meat. Instantly get on that thing and get a spike in its head so that it stops wiggling. Like, so it doesn't beat itself up, spazzing. You hear that thump, 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 thump. It's like, no, I don't want to hear any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear one thump, done.
Done.
Fish is finished. Instantly cut a gill and get that blood coming out of it because that gets that iron taste moving out of the fish, starts draining it. As soon as you can get the spike out and he's bled, get that wire going down his spine because that stops all of the nerve twitching. That stops all of that muscle, so it stops dumping.
It's not stressing itself out.
It's not stressing itself out. You're not getting as much of that burn along the spine.
I mean, the lactic acid or whatever.
You can't stop all of the, you know, the hormone dump is what I call it. You can't stop all of that stuff from the fish going into shock because of the process. But the sooner you can stop it, the less of that stuff goes into the meat and the better product you're going to end up with. So the wire goes down. He stops getting his stuff. Instantly get those gills and guts out. You know, he's still bleeding, he's still oozing, he's still weeping, which is good because you want to get all that blood out. But once you start getting the gills and guts out, now you've got an open cavity on the inside so you can start thinking about getting that thing cool.
Mm-hmm.
So even as you're rinsing with ambient seawater, you know, tuna are warm-blooded. Once they're in that fight, they're hotter than what the ambient seawater temp is. And you want to start that cooling process as quickly as possible. So that's part of what that rinse is, to get the slime and the blood and all that so it stays out of your RSW water. But it starts cooling that fish, and you're able to cool that fish from the outside in and the inside out. And then instantly, I mean, we have a kill box on the boat, but we don't even use it.
Mm.
Those fish get on the deck, processed, cleaned up, rinsed, and into that 30-degree seawater. So now they're taking 30 degrees literally from the internal body cavity.
That's cool.
So from the spine out and from the outside in.
Cool. That's good stuff.
Oh, yeah. And it makes a huge difference. I mean, I'm sure you've all eaten venison that your friend shot, and he shot it, and it took him 12 hours to drag it out of the woods.
Yeah.
And it was hot day.
Very gamey.
And it's the same thing. With any wild animal that you're going to harvest for food, you want to take care of that product from minute one, and it's a constant race against the clock to stop the gaminess.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, this portion of the show is sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing in the best areas by using Terrafin charts, temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and accuracy. Now more than ever, with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device, and you just take it with you. It's everywhere you go. Terrafin.com. It's very inexpensive, and it's an absolute must-have.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, texts, and we're going to check in with the Catch Report. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat offal jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.